4-4, Episode 3, Rondo Misterioso by Robin Brooks.
The British consul is here. He wants to talk to us. Archie!
Sometimes, when I'm listening to music, I feel as though I'm being told a secret, given a message.
Archie!
It's incredibly important, this message. It's in code, but it's the key to everything.
Archie!
As long as I don't miss a single note, it will show me the way through the labyrinth.
Oh, please yourself!
I'm not lost in the music. It's more like being found, following the path out, to escape, to freedom. And sometimes, when I'm playing the music, I have this fantasy that if I can play it in exactly the right way, exactly the right tempo, then I can step through it. I can get myself through the music, step in between two notes, slip right in between them, and out the other side, into another world, a place far away.
So there are four of you.
Yes, usually that's how it is in a quartet.
Two violins, a viola and a cello. I play the cello.
Jolly good. But there are only three of you here.
Our viola player is in the bathroom. I'm Fergus. I play second violin. The young Paul here is first violin.
My brother Archie plays the viola. He may be in the bathroom for a while.
Oh dear, what's wrong?
Good question,
Paul.
Chippy tummy?
Nope.
So, the Benjamin Quartet.
Yes.
Oh, why Benjamin?
After Benjamin Britten?
You've heard of him.
Fergus.
And this is what you do?
What?
I mean, do you have jobs as well? Are you on holidays from an orchestra or something?
Oh, mother.
Fergus.
No, we really are professional musicians who play string quartet music.
We're on tour.
Hmm. And there's much of an audience for that sort of thing?
Oh, we had five on Saturday.
Oh, shut up, Paul.
You shut up.
Both of you shut up.
Your manager asked me to help out. She is an old friend. A very old friend, actually.
Oh, yes?
Strictly speaking, it's not really the business of the British consulate to be running around after people.
We're insanely grateful. It's fantastic of you to show up like this. Really appreciate it. Hmm.
Would someone like to explain exactly how you come to be in the custody of the Italian police?
So, Archie Peretti, world-famous composer and conductor. Just a few years ago, you were flogging around Europe in a string quartet. How does it feel to hit the big time?
Well, you're very kind. But look, I wouldn't have messed my time with the Benjamin for anything. Those guys are my best friends.
You still got a lot of time to hang out? Now, your first novel has just been shortlisted for the Man Booker.
Well, that's just a circus. But friends and family are the most important thing to me.
Hi, guys.
Oh, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, don't get up.
Paul, this is Jimmy. He's interviewing me for, Oh, sorry, I've forgotten that. I'm really sorry.
Rolling Stone magazine.
Yes.
Okay, well, I won't bother you then, but Archie, it's nearly time for your massage.
Oh, of course.
He's just spent 2 hours in the gym. He needs a rub down.
Awesome.
Thanks, Paul. Okay.
That's Paul, who was in the Benjamin with you.
Yeah.
Rumor is, you and he are more than just friends.
Well, I can't confirm or deny that. Sorry.
Can you hear? Is someone calling you?
Archie!
No, it's nothing. Come and have a look at my vending machine collection. It's the largest in the world.
Cool!
It wouldn't kill you why let me just calm
down. Let me do it.
You went back in hospital.
Please,
put
let me
you
explain.
In hospital.
Oh,
please, will you all be quiet? Please, will you all be quiet? A musician, Hans Wimpel.
Wimpelmeyer.
Dimplebottom.
Fergus.
Who plays with the
Hoffman.
Hoffman Quartet.
Yes. Oh, yes, I've heard of them. Is in hospital with severe concussion after a serious assault.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
He is not pressing charges.
Good. Well, that's good, isn't it?
And has not spoken, cannot speak, will not speak, to the police.
Good.
But his colleagues are suing on his behalf for lost earnings, having had to cancel their concert tonight.
Right.
So, as he's not saying, perhaps you would like to tell me which of you assaulted him?
I did, obviously.
It was me. I punched him.
Yeah, right. I am Spartacus.
Craig, is this a serious...
One at a time. Please, one at a time. We will do this one at a time. Two of you will leave the room and I will interview you one at a time. Paul?
Yes.
You're the youngest. I'll start with you.
Oh, okay.
So, what's your story?
We missed our flight from the Netherlands because Fergus had left his violin at the venue. A long story. Anyway, we had to hire a van and do a 24-hour drive down to Italy. We couldn't really stop.
It's okay. I'm happy to keep driving.
You can't do all of it.
Remember what happened in Brussels.
I'm good now. Better than. New lease of life.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah?
What do you think of touring?
It's okay.
You've got to make yourself comfy. Have a kip.
You can sleep like this.
Sure. You shove your bum right down and jam your knees up against the seat in front like this.
I'm too tall.
And then you take a look at the night sky. You find the brightest star and make a wish.
What do I wish?
You ask God if she'll make you a better musician. Can I put my head on your shoulder?
If you want.
You don't mind?
No.
You smell nice.
I've got a mirror up here, you know.
So what are you going to do about it, Fergus? Have another heart attack?
I think I'd better...
I was just getting comfortable.
Perhaps I should...
What's the matter? Getting carsick?
Stop the fan!
What? Why? Because little Paul's a bit carsicky.
Oh, I'm fine.
I've got to pee!
We've stopped three times. What's your problem?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should go to the A&E for the night.
I have got to try that.
Archie, I don't know how you can read. Makes me feel dreadful.
You get used to it.
What are you reading?
A biography. Benjamin Britten.
Oh. Is it good?
Yes. Some extremely moving passages. The love letters to Peter Pears.
Oh. Right.
Fergus, will you keep an eye out while I pee?
Sure.
Please.
Oh, hey! Would you look at that?
What? Where?
A whole parcel of nuns coming down the track. The hills are alive.
Archie!
With the...
Yeah?
Come and keep an eye out for me. Fergus is being a tit.
Oh, old habits die hard. It's okay.
Hey, Archie. Paul not let you put your head on his shoulder yet.
Oh, why don't you go and...
Oh, come on. Now, don't be mad. I'm only kidding. Archie, I'm sorry. I can't help it. The fact is, being clean is great. I feel like a million bucks.
Just leave me alone.
I'm sorry. Won't say a word. Won't mention his name. He's a great kid. Quite fancy him myself, actually.
Shut up.
Oh, that's so much better. Hey, boys. Isn't this great?
Yeah.
When we get going again, I say I'll keep Fergus company in the front.
You're still here, Dan?
I don't mind sitting in the front.
Oh, no, no. I mean, not got your ticket on the Eurostar and gone skulking back to Macclesfield or where?
I haven't got any money.
Is that the only reason?
No.
No?
Being in a foreign country is quite tiring.
Is it? Hey, at least you're not lonely, though.
Who said I was lonely?
No. Of course not. No. Sorry, Paul. What I was trying to say is, Thing is, I feel lonely on stage sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. You look up and everyone's buried in their music.
You do?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Sky and Archie fall asleep. I'm supposed to help Fergus stay awake, but I keep nodding off, swaying around the hairpins, and then I sort of get a feeling that we're getting closer to the edge, but I can't really see clearly because I've got my eyes closed. And then I open my eyes, but Fergus has got his eyes closed.
Fergus! Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
What happened?
The thing you've got to understand about me is I drive like I play.
Too fast!
So you see, by the time we get to Luca, we're all a bit tired and stressed, and we only have time for a quick rehearsal.
Can we go from N?
M.
Is that Sky there, 392? Is that because you've got a slur?
N for nincompoop.
Would you like to play the cello, Paul?
Oh, no, thanks.
Let's go from N.
Another one of my solos.
Can we do something about the lighting?
Can't we just carry on? We've only got another 30 minutes.
No, we have to go into this kind of detail if we want to get the right shapes.
Oh, yes, great. And then end up feeling like self-conscious. You can hardly lift
Fergus
your bow. Can
we just go through it playing 8-bar phrases?
Like everyone else.
Why don't we take it from the top?
It's a weird job, this, isn't it? If you stop to think about it.
Don't stop then.
I mean, spending the whole time picking each other to bits.
Oh, it's give and take, isn't it?
Yes, exactly right. Paul's right.
It's a very strange way to proceed. I mean, Archie, you were saying you want to change the dynamics.
Well, that's what I was hoping.
But it's all on the one hand. On the other, it doesn't make much difference in the long run, does it?
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
At least it proves our brains are still online.
But it makes us so stressed. We need to calm it down.
How do we do that?
If everyone is so busy worrying about what everyone else is thinking, that kind of gives the impression that we don't trust each other.
Fergus, what's your point?
I'm just saying, if we maybe haven't got time to hash out everything in the minutest detail today, then why don't we have a leader?
Oh.
Just for tonight, obviously. Someone who plays with confidence. Someone who just, like, takes charge of every phrase without worrying about the other parts.
Old school.
Yes. Mm. And the rest of you, the rest of us, follow them. I mean, we haven't really got the time to rehearse properly.
So, who would that be, Fergus?
Well, traditionally, it's the first violin, so yes. Paul should be
yes.
Leader.
Mm-hmm. But Paul's only just come on board, so
maybe Sky could.
Or Archie.
That would be great, but... I don't really think the viola can be leader, can they, Archie? I just want things to be easy for us all.
I think I prefer you when you're using.
Archie, what do you think? Archie, I'm...
What is it? What's the matter?
This leaflet that...
For the festival?
Oh, we can't be in it. We were only booked on Saturday.
No, it just says Fringe Stage Opening Night Guest Quartet TBC... But on the main stage tomorrow...
Oh, hang on. We're the Fringe.
Are we? So?
Nobody said anything about being on the Fringe. He was like, oh, please, please come and open my festival.
I quite like a smaller venue.
Did we hear the word Fringe even once?
You heard the word Luca and you were sold. You didn't ask him anything.
I didn't have time, did I? Because I was rushing to hospital because you were pretending to have a heart attack.
Archie?
On the main stage, tomorrow night.
Yes? Who?
Not the Radetzky.
No, worse than the Radetzky.
No! There isn't anyone worse than...
Come on, let's have a look.
Who?
Oh, my.
I've only been with the Benjamin Quartet for a very short space of time, you see. So obviously I don't know the rest of them that well. Fergus is quite difficult. Archie is very sweet, but he has one or two problems. So I've really bonded with Skye. I feel like we're on the same wavelength. Of course, you've got to get past all the stuff with her being so beautiful and sexy. I mean, obviously, that's not her problem. But what I was going to say is she's a really thoughtful, kind person.
Ugh, the Hoffman Quartet with their liver spots and their wrinkly necks, like little tortoises all sawing away.
Do you want a cup of tea?
The Americans are seducing you all into showing off. You must all follow natural patterns of speaking, the shapes of phrases that follow the shapes of nature.
That's really interesting. Who said that?
Thaddeus Richter, viola player and Waffen-SS reject.
You can't say that.
Don't tell me what I can and cannot say, Paul.
Is something the matter?
Nope.
A cup of tea. There's a kettle and stuff.
Luxury.
Well?
I'm fine.
I met one of them, you know.
Who?
One of the Hoffman. He wasn't that old. In his 30s, German. Quite friendly, actually. He said he'd heard me play the Bruch with the MYO. He was really nice about it. He's invited us to their reception. After the concert.
Oh, has he?
He asked after you. said he knew you.
Super! Supercalifragilistic!
Skye, what's the matter? What is it?
So this younger German member of the Hoffman Quartet, this is Hans Wimpelmeyer.
Yes, Hans. Yes, actually, I think it was mentioned when I first approached to join the Benjamin, but I had sort of forgotten that Hans had been playing with the Benjamin. He was first violin. Do you see?
Not exactly.
Oh, I was his replacement, because he left the Benjamin, in fact, to go to the Hoffman. But we never met, so of course I didn't recognise him, because I'd never met him.
Right.
The others knew him, Skye and Fergus and Archie.
But you ended up punching him.
Oh, yes.
Why was that?
He was jealous of me being first violin, sitting in his chair.
But aren't the Hoffman much more famous than the...
The Benjamin.
Yes.
Yes, but he was drunk, and I was a bit too. And he was horrible to Skye.
Why?
I don't know. So I punched him.
You did?
Yes.
Not Fergus or Skye or Archie in the bathroom?
No.
Is he all right?
Who?
Archie, in the bathroom. He's been in there a very long time.
Oh, it's not food poisoning or anything like that. He just spends time in the bathroom.
Doing what?
I have no idea.
So, Archie Peretti, what's it like having a viola concerto written specially for you?
Tom Addis is a very persistent guy. Just wouldn't take no for an answer.
And the premiere is really going to be in the O2?
I know. Crazy.
Will you be all right to play?
Yes. Why not?
Well, you've hurt your hand.
No.
It's bandaged.
No, it isn't. Now, this is one of my favourite vending machines. Let's get some Ripple crisps. What flavour would you like?
So, you are Fergus McGuinness.
Yes.
Claire told me, she said, your mother is Josephine McGuinness.
Yes.
That's amazing. I heard her sing last night at the proms. It was amazing. How is she?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her since 1985. Do you want to hear my side of the story?
Of course.
Okay. Well, the first thing you need to know is that I am a recovering addict.
Right.
I was in a dark place. I did that thing, you know. I looked in the mirror. I said to myself, drugs, booze, they are for sick people. I am surrounded by sick people.
You mean your quartet?
I was in a hospital.
Oh, sorry.
I said, I am surrounded by sick people, but I am not a sick person. I said to myself, Fergus, you can do drugs and you can get pissed and die, Fergus, or you can stop and be healthy and strong and live. I chose to live. I've been clean ever since.
I see. And how long is that?
Since Saturday night, but it feels like a lifetime.
Well, good for you.
I'm a new man.
Jolly good. But,
Yes?
You punched Hans Wimpelmeyer.
Oh, yeah. Dimplebum. Afraid so.
And why was that?
We played our stuff, and there he was, sitting on the front row.
And this bothered you?
Oh, not me. Like I said, I've changed, but Skye was very upset.
Right there with his arms folded like it was no big deal.
It was a bit weird having Hans in the audience.
That was Hans.
Could he have sat at the back?
Well, there are only three rows.
In our Bijou Fringe studio on the Fringe.
Did you see that woman who took off her earring during the slow-mo and just looked at
Yes.
it?
It was like someone else had put it in her ear and she'd only just noticed.
Does anyone want to talk about the music?
Oh, the music was great.
I always remember to say at the next rehearsal that it was you who saved the last concert.
No, I've been thinking.
What?
We need to change the atmosphere, especially here in the dressing room.
What?
We need to make a vow, a testament.
About what?
To be nice to one another. We let things get to us. We let negative feelings in and we start to get angry and upset. It's like a witch's cauldron in the centre of the rehearsal room. And we bring out all our worries and bad feelings and put them in and stir them round. And we feel the stress building in each other and we start to panic.
Stop being weird, Fergus. Just stop it or you is freaking me out.
Hi, guys.
Hans.
Can I come in?
Of course. Great to see you.
Hi, Hans.
Wonderful, guys. And the finale. Oh.
Thanks.
Hey, Archie.
Hello, Hans.
Great to see you again. Fergus. Skye.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
Great stuff. So pleased.
I'm gasping for a drink. Shall we hit the bar?
Sure. Oh,
great. Yeah. Hans, do you want a drink?
Guys, I hope you can come to the reception. We're having a little party.
Love to.
Just a quick drink in the bar first, eh? I'll get them in.
Hi, Paul.
Hans. Sorry, when we last spoke, I didn't realise.
That was really wonderful. Paul, I think you're doing a great job sitting in my chair.
Oh, thanks.
Paul, what are you drinking?
It's okay. I'll come with you.
Fergus?
Tomato juice for me.
Archie, will you come to our reception? I know you hate parties, but Thaddeus and the boys would really like to meet you.
Okay. Sure.
Seen any good vending machines lately?
Oh, actually, there is one here in the upstairs cafe.
Is there?
Yeah. I might just go and, yeah.
Hey, Fergus.
Hi, Hans.
Mm. Tomato juice.
I'm cleaning up my act.
Really?
Yeah, it's about time, right?
Well, you said it. But the music is good, Fergus.
Is it?
Yeah. Paul is good. You're all good together. Thaddeus says the same.
Thaddeus was here?
He was in the lighting box. He didn't want to make a big thing of it.
Thaddeus never comes to hear us.
He did today. I persuaded him.
Hans, that's amazing.
They are sticking in the mud.
You bring the average age down a bit.
I'm doing my utmost.
So, what's it like?
With the Hoffman? Hmm. A little bit strange. We have a flat-screen TV in our dressing room. Fresh flowers, walk-in shower. There's a baby grand.
Oh, get out.
And there are young people bringing us things.
Yeah?
And when they come with them, they run.
You're freaking kidding me.
They actually run at the double.
Well, can't you tell them not to?
Thaddeus says we must preserve our mystique. We are not to be too friend-like.
Why not?
It detracts from the convincing image of the players.
God.
We must present ourselves as a group of international quality. It is serious music. We must not smile on stage.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Hans.
It's really stressful, actually.
The big time.
I miss you guys.
You look okay.
I've been doing some yoga, actually.
Ah.
I am thinking all the time about my core, staying centered. It's very much helped with my playing.
Fantastic. I had a near-death experience.
Really?
I've had to rethink everything.
Oh?
I need to apologize to people. Hans, I'd like to say sorry to you.
You don't have to do that.
I think I do. I think I behaved very badly to you.
No, come on, no. You were not the only one to blame.
If I had behaved better, treated Skye better, it would never have happened.
Some things will not be denied.
Yes, but really it was all my fault. I'm just glad you didn't get hurt too bad. A moment of madness, right?
I bought a ring.
What?
I bought a ring.
When?
Lisbon. When she told you, when it all blew up.
Lisbon was July.
Yeah.
You and Skye, it happened over Christmas.
Yeah, it started at Christmas, that's right.
It started? But she said it was just a Twixmas thing.
A what?
So, hang on. How long?
Fergus, please. We don't need to do this.
How long did it go on for?
Until July, when she told you, obviously.
That's 6 months?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Come on, Fergie, you were drunk most of the time.
Oh, so that makes it okay, does it?
Sir Hans Wimpelmeyer was involved with your cellist, Skye.
Briefly.
And you were too.
For 15 years.
So it was jealousy.
No, not jealousy. Outrage. He was telling a lot of lies, trying to make trouble.
In which he succeeded.
You mean, did I punch him? Yeah. All right, I suppose jealousy came into it, slightly.
But you were supposed to be turning over a new leaf.
We're all human, aren't we? Moment of weakness. I'm doing my best here. Fessing up, really regret it. Won't do it again, cross my heart.
Why do your fellow musicians also claim to have been to blame for this? Why did everyone want to punch Hans?
You surely haven't met him. He's the most annoying man in classical music. No. Truth is, they were trying to protect me. I've got a bit of a reputation.
Everyone, that is, except for your viola player, the young man who is hiding in the bathroom, Archie?
Oh, yeah.
Miss Skye, I'm awfully sorry to be putting you through this.
It's all right.
Such a bore. Is there anything we can get you? Water? Something to eat?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? I know it's a frightful imposition.
That's okay.
I'm rather hoping you might be able to clear this one up. Apply a bit of common sense.
You mean, why did I deck Hans?
You didn't. Did you?
You suggesting ladies don't punch gentlemen?
No. I mean, but why?
It all kicked off in the bar. I was getting them in. Our first violin, Paul, was on his mobile. Here's your half of pussy beer. Are you okay?
I just spoke to Claire.
Oh, Paul, I thought we agreed you wouldn't keep doing that.
She phoned me, actually.
About what?
Hans.
What about him?
Claire said we've got to keep an eye on him.
Oh, no, really?
No, I mean, it's the Hoffman.
There you are, Skye.
Fergus, here to Matchel Juice.
I need to talk to you.
What about?
In private.
Do you know?
I'm just about to ask.
Did Hans say something?
Mind your own business.
It is my business.
I don't think so, Tiny Tim.
Hey.
Just because I've only just joined.
What? Oh, just push off, Paul, will you? I need to talk to Skye.
So it is a chance they're after.
Who?
What do you mean?
The Hoffman. Claire said they are looking for a new player.
What?
Thaddeus!
Got to be. He's 70 if he's the day.
It's amazing he's lasted this long.
Long past his best.
Oh, he was amazing in his time.
Fair play to him.
Thaddeus Richter. Do you think he's retiring?
That's why he came to listen to us. That's what that was about.
He came to listen?
Yep. In the lighting box.
Oh, yeah. Thaddeus plays the,
He plays the viola.
They'll be after.
Archie! Archie!
Is he in there? Maybe he's not in there.
He's not at the vending machine.
Is this the only bathroom?
Archie, can we talk to you just for a moment?
Oh, come on. Archie!
Fergus!
Calm down. He's not in there.
Hello there.
Hello.
It's so great to have you.
Hello.
You remember me, Mr. Consumption?
Oh, right. Good on you. Really sorry about that.
So glad you could make it at such short notice.
Thanks for inviting us.
To your fringe.
Great to be here.
I so much enjoyed your concert this evening. It was really something special.
Ta.
You are looking for Archie, Mr. Archie Peretti?
Yes.
Your viola player.
Yes.
He is exceptional.
We know.
I saw him just now. He is having drinks with Hoffman in the main house reception.
Yes?
I just wanted to say welcome to Luca.
big party.
Look at all that booze.
There he is.
Where?
Oh, over by the balcony.
Talking to Ham.
Shit.
No, Fergus, I'll get him. You stay here, all right?
You've got 2 minutes.
It doesn't work. Are you hearing me? It is not working. No, it is broken, I think.
Who's that up on the stage? Is that...
Thaddeus Richter. He's about to announce his retirement.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Yes, will you try and keep up?
Oh, this guy's talking to Hans and Archie.
Look at all that champagne.
I'm sure there'll be something soft for you.
Oh, good.
Oh, here comes Archie.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Yes, so what did he want?
Who? Hans?
Of course, Hans.
What was he saying?
He was just telling me about the Hoffman. They've got a baby grand in their dressing
yes,
room.
Yes, we know.
Did he ask you?
Ask me what?
To join the Hoffman.
What? Why would he do that?
I think you're about to hear why from the man himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, signore e signori, it is so lovely to be here and to have such a warm reception. Thank you.
Small old twerp.
Luca holds a very special place in our hearts. It was here that we first played together professionally 35 years ago.
It seems like only yesterday.
And it feels like only yesterday. So, it is fitting that here we announce an exciting new chapter in the story of the Hoffman.
I told you.
Tell me what.
One of us has decided that the moment is right for him to retire and spend more time with his beloved bees. We will all miss him, but we wish him well with all our hearts. Friedrich!
Friedrich? Which one's Friedrich?
Friedrich!
Yeah, cellist.
Friedrich, come up here, say a few words.
Cellist?
No!
We're scared!
No, but you are!
It's a hands.
Look, what's going on?
Excuse me?
They've gone out on the balcony.
Champagne, anyone? All right, love, do you want a drink?
You don't sound very Lucchese.
Neither do you. You want one of these or not?
Oh, okay then. And I'll take 2 for the road.
Don't hang about, do ya?
It's the right step for you.
Hans, this is all so sudden.
You shouldn't be small time.
I wouldn't call it that.
Think, Skye. The audiences, the recording contracts. This is serious stuff I'm saying. 20-30 years of being at the top of your profession. First-class venues and accommodation.
Hans, come on. You and me, we have some baggage.
You've got to get away from him. You know it. He's not good for you. He's been dragging you down for a long time. Do I have to tell you this? I'm not making a big deal of it. I have no claim on you. I put my hand on my heart, I swear. Just colleagues. This is about music. We could play together.
Fergus is trying to clean up his act.
Oh, right.
He had a scare. I think this time he's really trying.
Really? This time? Not like the last 10 times?
Why, so... Let's get something sorted out, shall we? Clear up some details.
Fergus.
Have you been drinking?
Barely started. So, Lisbon.
We all agreed we wouldn't ever talk about Lisbon again.
When did we do that?
In
Lisbon.
You said it was just a week.
A week?
You and him. A week, you said, between Christmas and New Year.
It was.
Not according to him. He says it went on till Lisbon. Oh, sorry. Did I mention Lisbon? Sorry.
Come on, we don't have to go over this again now. It wasn't serious. It was just a thing.
He bought a ring.
What?
In Lisbon.
Oh, Hans.
When you said, Fergus, when you pretended that you were turning over a new leaf, I thought that I could talk to you man to man.
And I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
But you are not a man, Fergus. You are like a toddler. Yes, sucking on a bottle.
If I'm such a baby, how come I can see right through you, loser?
I'm going now, Skye. Please, think about what I said.
She's not listening to you.
Fergus, can we talk about this later?
Don't bother. Hey, Hans, by the way, the yoga's not working. Your posture is still shite.
this is the English sense of humour.
Irish.
Hello, Thaddeus.
Hello, the Benjamin Quartet. Are you having a great time?
Outstanding.
And how is the beautiful sky?
Same colour as the beautiful sea.
Fergus.
It's not me he wants to talk to, is it?
Isn't it?
No, you want to have a little chat with Skye. Oh, don't mind me, soul of discretion. Oh, look, My glasses are empty.
Fergus, don't do anything stupid.
It's all free. He is, what you say, a hoot.
Now Thaddeus is talking to Fergus and Skye. What's going on?
Is that his girlfriend?
Pardon?
Your Irish mate. Is that his girlfriend he's talking to?
Oh. Good question. Archie, what do you think?
No, he's single.
Oh, okay. You want another one? I've had a couple myself. It's quite nice, actually.
I won't, thanks.
Go on. I'm only doing this to fill in. I'm travelling round. Festival hopping.
Us too. Fergus, what's happening?
Is Skye okay?
Hey, you. You want another drink?
Line them up.
You can always get another trifle.
Oh, will you marry me?
Fergus, what's going on?
Oh, Archie, you are a jewel of many facets, but one thing you're not is an idiot. Isn't it obvious?
No.
The Hoffman's cellist is retiring.
Yes.
Skye, your sister, plays the cello.
Yes.
There is Thaddeus talking to your sister.
But...
This is all Hans' big idea. I caught him softening her up a moment ago. We are about to get dumped.
I don't believe you.
Oh, he's right over there. Why don't you ask him?
Hans!
Yes? Archie?
He says you've asked Skye.
What?
To join the Hoffman.
Yes, I did, but...
Oh, wait a minute! What'd you do that for?
Archie! Oh, my hand! Ow!
So, Skye.
Yes?
To be clear, you punched Hans...
Yes.
...because he was bothering you about a previous relationship you had had with him.
Wasn't really a relationship, but yeah.
And the other two are just trying to cover for you.
That's right.
Well, that rather makes sense.
Thanks.
I'll take your word for it.
Good.
I wasn't really persuaded by your colleagues. Sure, they are musically excellent, but I can't say I found them totally trustworthy.
Spot on.
Good. That's settled then. Now, look, I must warn you, the judiciary here takes a very dim view of Brits getting drunk and having punch-ups. We'll have to tread carefully, keep our tempers and so forth.
I'll be as good as gold. Do you still want to talk to Archie?
No. That's not necessary now, is it?
No.
So, Archie Peretti, world-class soloist, conductor, composer, novelist, and vending machine museum curator.
Yeah.
And you live here with Paul.
Oh, lots of friends. Party central. My sister is always around.
And your mom and dad, do they visit?
Yeah, of course. They're around all the time.
No, they're not.
What?
Your dad was a muso, but he abandoned you, didn't he?
That's not true.
Your mom had a breakdown and she left too, didn't she?
No.
When you were four. She floated in and out of your life after that, destroying your trust. Your sister basically brought you up.
No.
And that's what it says in my notes. It says, you are a burden to her. It says she's losing patience with your so-called eccentricities.
No.
It says dad left, mom left, and it's only a matter of time before Skye leaves too. Is that not right?
No.
It says there's a black hole inside you and nothing to fill it up.
There's music.
And beside that, all there is, it says here, is rage.
You don't know. You don't know that.
Why not?
Archie!
Because you're just a figure I've concocted in my imagination.
Gee, sorry.
So go away.
Archie! Archie, you can come out now.
Here you are.
So weird, isn't it? When everyone's gone home and the house lights are up. The whole place just feels pointless and empty.
Yeah. We are wasting our lives. How's your hand?
A bit bruised, that's all. I think it's okay.
Thank God for that.
What happened with the judge?
Oh, turns out he's a huge Benjamin Britten fan and a bit of a Silver Fox, in fact.
Oh, aye.
A cashmere jacket, waggly finger, don't do it again, indulgent smile, now push off.
Did everyone really pretend they'd done it?
It got quite competitive. You can imagine Fergus.
And Paul did too.
He did. I was impressed.
That's cool.
Aye, well.
I really like Paul.
He's okay.
So, are you going to?
What?
Join the Hoffman?
What?
You could do it. Easy. You'd be a star. You'd be on the cover of the albums. They'd put you on the poster in a red dress.
Come on. Can you see me sharing the back seat of a van with Tad?
They don't have a van. They go first class.
You know what I mean.
But it's been so awful with us.
Oh, Arch. The only way I would go to the Hoffman is if you came with me.
Thaddeus can't go on forever.
There's a thought. You, me and Hans.
Oh. No, that would never work. Paul's okay, isn't he?
It's better than okay.
I think if things could only bed down a bit, and Fergus could get used to playing second fiddle, and Paul gets a bit more confident, and we work hard, really hard, given time, I think we could be really good. Better than the stupid Hoffman.
I should have told Fergus the truth about Hans.
Why? If he hadn't had his head up his backside, he would have known what was going on. He shouldn't have needed telling. He didn't look after you. He deserved everything he got.
So, why did you pop Hans then?
I didn't mean to hit him so hard.
Put your weight behind it.
Hey!
You are an idiot. How could you think I would ever leave you?
Sorry. I will get better.
What do you mean better? There is nothing wrong with you. There never has been. Come here. No more let's pretend, okay? You and me gonna be straight with each other.
Jesus.
And Fergus is turning over a new leaf. He can be as big an idiot as he likes. I am over it. There is nothing he could do that would bother me in the slightest. Where's Fergus?
He said he just had to fetch something.
Well, there's no hurry. We'll just get hot.
I'll put the air conditioner on.
Is there any in this crate?
Here he comes.
Why is he carrying a backpack? Who's that with them?
She was at the party.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think she looks a bit like a younger Skye?
Yeah, she does.
What?
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly.
Hiya.
Oh, hello. She's with me, OK?
Hiya.
In 4-4, Episode 3, Rondo Mysterioso by Robin Brooks, Paul was played by Alistair Hankinson, Fergus by Simon Donaldson, Archie by Robin Lane, and Skye by Shauna McDonald. Kelly was played by Karen Barkey. Charlie and Philippe by Nick Underwood. Jimmy and Hans by Kenny Blythe. And Thaddeus Richter by Finlay Welsh. All music was played by the Edinburgh Quartet. 4-4 was created by Robin Brooks and Sarah Woolley and is a BBC Scotland production directed in Glasgow by Gaynor McFarlane.
And we return to the world of the